Trump-backed Republicans sweep statewide elections in Louisiana. By Nick Gilbertson on November 19, 2023. Trump-backed Republicans have completed a sweep of Louisiana's statewide elections with victories in Saturday's races for Attorney General, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, a month after Attorney General Jeff Landry, RLA, won the governorship in a jungle primary. Louisiana Solicitor General Liz Morrill, R. First Assistant Secretary of State Nancy Landry, R., and former U.S. Representative John Fleming, RLA, all received former President Donald Trump's backing on Thursday and went on to 30-point victories in their respective races Saturday. Trump called the candidates outstanding in every way and shared they have his complete and total endorsement. Morrill bested Democrat candidate Lindsey Cheek by 30 points in the race for attorney general to replace Landry as he moves to the governor's mansion. With 95% of the vote reported as of Sunday, Morrill scored 66.4% of the vote to Cheek's 33.6%, the New York Times noted. "Tonight, the people decided that our state's worth fighting for. And we have a powerful team in Louisiana," Morrill said in her victory speech. In the contest for Secretary of State, 66.8% of voters broke for Nancy Landry, giving her a 33-point win over Democrat attorney Gwen Collins Greenup with 33.2% of the vote. As of this writing, 95% of the vote had been reported, per the Times. "I look forward to working with a fresh crop of conservative leaders from our new governor to our legislature and our partners at the local level," Nancy Landry said Saturday after her win. "We have a lot of work to do, but I promise I will not let you down." Fleming, who also served as a senior advisor to Trump in 2020, trounced his opponent in the race for treasurer, Democrat Dustin Granger, by 30 points as well. Roughly 65% of the vote went to Fleming, while 35% went to Granger, per the Times. KTBS reported that after his victory, Fleming pointed to economic development as a top focus. "We're also going to look at economic development. I led Economic Development Administration in Washington under President Trump, and I look forward to working again with the legislature and the new governor, Jeff Landry, to move forward in economic development in Louisiana as well." The three victories come on the heels of Governor-elect Landry's resounding win in last month's open primary, wherein he took a majority of support and avoided a runoff that would have taken place on Saturday. Grassroots Republican activist Debbie Dooley, a Louisiana native who co-founded the Atlanta chapter of the Tea Party, told Breitbart News in October that Landry's win is a strong sign for the GOP heading into 2024 and noted President Joe Biden and their company have to be quaking in their boots.